This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again by Dr. Justine Toe. Good to have your company, Justine.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Justine, Oprah Winfrey. She's the queen of daytime TV who achieved fame, fortune and success after a childhood of abuse and poverty. That's well documented. She sits at the head now of a billion-dollar media empire. It spans television shows and radio and publishing and so on. And in June this year was listed by Forbes as one of the richest self-made women in the world. And she's been in Sydney recently.
Yeah, it was very exciting, and it was, I think it's almost as though the US president came, really, given how much fuss was made. She was invited here courtesy of Tourism Australia, and she flew some 300 lucky audience members to Australia, and they spent a week touring, you know, the States. And then they came back to Sydney to film two shows at the Opera House, which, of course, was named the Opera House, in her honour.
Well, Australia really rolled out the red carpet for Oprah. She's obviously huge in the US and a very powerful woman. So people speak of her as one of the most powerful women in the world. What is, do you think, the appeal of Oprah for especially Australian audiences?
It is interesting to think about the attraction of Oprah for Australian audiences. I mean, it's not as though we can't get enough of her show. You know, the Oprah Winfrey show is barely on the radar for Australian viewers, though this perhaps is explained because the show, her show, is anywhere from 5 to 12 months out of date by the time it reaches us. But I think that the shows that are popular with Australian audiences, shows like MasterChef, which was a massive hit of this year, I think shows like this help us to identify common points of interest between Australian audiences and the self-improvement values that are promoted by Oprah on her show.
Right, we'll get to MasterChef in a moment. But in terms of these self-help ideas, I can see Oprah is definitely a self-help guru. For years now, she's been promoting messages of self-improvement through her promotion of books like The Secret and also the works by the New Age writer Eckhart Tolle. Now, even before then, she was known as having an interest in self-development. She launched Dr. Phil's career.
Dr. Phil.
How do you relate to Oprah's message of self-improvement to MasterChef?
Well, even though MasterChef isn't a self-help show in the way that we would understand that, I think reality TV shows like it, and also My Kitchen Rules, The Block, Australia's Got Talent, and all these shows perform very well this year. All these shows feature that theme of self-improvement. I mean, on the surface, these shows are about who's a great cook, who's great at home decorating, who can sing, dance, and whatever, even if the people involved aren't professionals at their craft. But beneath that surface, these shows seem to promote the message that you can be better than you are, that you can achieve your dreams through hard work. It's no secret that many of the MasterChef contestants, for example, have plans to open their own restaurant or they aspire to become professional chefs through going on the show. So I think what these reality shows are suggesting is that by changing the conditions of your existence, your appearance, your car, your financial situation, your home and so on, that by doing all these things, you can actually improve your life.
Right, and you think that Oprah is tapping into these preoccupations as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She sells a vision of the good life that, let's be honest, everyone wants in on. She lives the American dream, for starters. She's got success, fame and fortune, and she did it herself. As you said before, she's that self-made woman who, you know, came out of very humble circumstances. And this is what makes it a really powerful and attractive message. She is living proof that guts, determination and hard work mean that anything is possible.
Right, and there seems to be, in all this, quite a big emphasis on what the individual can do to improve themselves and to make their life better.
Yeah, Oprah has this line that appears on her website. It's living your best life. And I think it sums up her philosophy very neatly. Now, this motto, I think it gives good advice in its encouragement to be the best person that you can be, but I think it's unhelpful in two ways. Firstly, it seems to place sole responsibility for happiness on the individual and conveys this idea that it's up to you to make it happen for yourself, which, incidentally, has a sort of blame the victim mentality, because if someone's life has gone off track, it's because they haven't worked hard enough for happiness. And secondly, it seems to equate living your best life with riches, fame and success, which I think defines, you know, the best life possible very narrowly.
Yeah, what might be living your best life? What might that look like in your mind?
I think obviously it would be focused around relationships. It would not be focused so much on the self and individual achievements. And I also think that The Best Life Possible would acknowledge that, you know, I can't do it on my own. Now, her self-help philosophy holds that the universe will answer you and will manifest your dreams if you think positive thoughts, which presents the individual as the master of their own destiny and promotes individual effort above all else, which I think cancels out the possibility of grace.
There's a real attraction to the idea, isn't there, that somewhere in the universe is a force that is looking out for me.
Yeah, and it's very easy to see the appeal of it. I can totally understand that. However, I think for me, the Christian story offers something that's much more concrete rather than the vague hope that Oprah's universe offers. The Christian faith, it offers us this God with whom we can have a relationship. And right now, we're in the lead up to Christmas. I don't think you can get a better example of this than God becoming a person in order to reveal who he is. Now, to me, and I'm sure for you too, Simon, that's so much more compelling and hopeful.
Well, thanks a lot, Justine. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, see you next time, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.